This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela Elliot Abrams says the time for talks with President Nicolas Maduro has long passed, except to negotiate his departure.
Instead of trying to accommodate Maduro through contact groups or dialogue, we urge countries to recognize Juan Guaido as interim president and join us in responding to his call for immediate international humanitarian assistance to meet the needs of the Venezuelan people.
Abrams announced the U.S. has revoked visas for some members of the Venezuela's Constituent Assembly, whose job it is to put together a new constitution. The opposition and many Venezuelans say the 2017 election called by Maduro to elect members to the body was actually rigged. Meanwhile, the State Department says it's procuring and pre-positioning food, medical supplies, and other humanitarian aid to send into Venezuela. A princess wants to be the next prime minister of Thailand, an unprecedented move in a country where royals traditionally stay out of politics. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy explains.
The general election this March will pit Thailand's royalist military establishment against the populist movement, led by ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. The simmering conflict between those two sides has resulted in street protests, military coups and violent clashes for almost 15 years. But Princess Ubowatana Rajakanya has been declared a candidate for a party loyal to Thaksin's side, something that could shake up that traditional dynamic of Thai politics. Thaksin and his party have at times been accused by enemies of being opposed to the monarchy, something Thaksin and his allies have always rejected. Reuters hasn't been able to independently confirm if her nomination has the approval of the palace.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's denouncement Thursday of the arrest of a group of ethnic Pashtun activists in neighboring Pakistan has triggered a harsh response from Islamabad, reigniting bilateral political tensions. The unusual reaction by Ghani came 2 days after authorities in the Pakistani capital arrested about 24 members of a nonviolent group. U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out Thursday at congressional investigations of his finances and business dealings, spearheaded by newly empowered opposition Democrats in the House of Representatives. He criticized Congressman Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, whom he said found zero Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election, but was now going to be looking at every aspect of his life, both financial and personal, even though there is no reason to be doing so. Schiff was asked if his committee will wait for special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation to be completed before proceeding with a new investigation.
We are not. We will do our best to deconflict with a special counsel, but if we took the position a year and a half ago that we need to wait until the special counsel was done, we wouldn't have been able to undertake any of our work.
The issue has lingered since Mr. Trump launched his presidential campaign and broke with modern precedent by not voluntarily disclosing his tax information. His opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, released her tax return. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is accusing the National Enquirer of using extortion and blackmail against him involving very personal photos.
Jeff Bezos says the National Enquirer is threatening to publish revealing photographs of him unless his private investigators back off the tabloid. Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, is a frequent target of President Trump's criticism. He says he's decided to go public despite the embarrassment. Last month, the Enquirer published a story about Bezos having an extramarital affair, so he had private investigators look into how the tabloid obtained lurid text messages. Now Bezos has made public an email warning him. The Enquirer obtained photos, including a below-the-belt selfie of him, and says it might publish them unless he publicly said he doesn't think the story about him is politically motivated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Democrats in the state of Virginia continue to struggle to come up with a resolution to three interlocking crises.
Democrats are navigating a minefield of controversy in Virginia as Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring confront separate blackface scandals, and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax faces an allegation of sexual assault, which he denies. In Richmond Thursday, the Reverend Al Sharpton said,
"Forgiveness without a price is not forgiveness, it's a pass."
That's AP's Mike Rossi reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.